You can all feel it. You can see it. And you hear about it wherever you go now. We live in dead America. How do we reconcile the wrongs in America? I'm Ed Waters, and I'm your host of Dead America. Join me as we dive deep into the great divides, the misunderstandings, and confusion that plagues us here in Dead America. Let's have us a look. Welcome to this episode of Dead America. We're going to talk pod pollution. It's a new term that we coined, so stay tuned and let's find out what pod pollution is. But before we get into it, I'm going to start giving shout outs to podcasters and different podcasts that I find very interesting or helpful to you, the listener. So our first call out is going to be Natural Health Freedom Radio. Andrew McGivern, excuse me if I've messed your name up, very good podcast. They talk about health empowerment. They are going off of an old show with natural health expert Croft Woodruff and co-host Peter Sherrod. It's a good show. Get over, check out Natural Health Freedom Radio, and do it on Podcoin, by the way. So let's get into the show and find out what pod pollution is. Before we find out what pod pollution is, let's just define podcast for those that may not understand quite what a podcast is. According to Wikipedia, a podcast, or generically netcast, is an episodic series of digital audio files which a user can download in order to listen. There's more to podcasting on Wikipedia. I'm going to go ahead and leave it to you to do your research about podcasting. It's a fabulous thing to get involved in. Pod pollution. What is it? Pod pollution we find everywhere, and it's getting ridiculous, and we want to put the brakes on it, people. So let's define what we coined as pod pollution. Pod pollution defined is any person, place, or thing that is or will discourage or hinder the growth of a podcast or podcaster. That's the definition that we coined as pod pollution. Please be my guest to expand, to influence, to send us more information on what you feel pod pollution is. So where do we find pod pollution? Very interesting. We're going to get into that here real quick. But before we do, let's listen to one of those things that help fight pod pollution. Hey everybody, I really do hope you love Dead America. Did you know that you can actually get paid just for listening to us here on Dead America? Or any other podcast that you might like? I know it sounds insane, but it's true. We just discovered this free new app called Podcoin, and it literally pays you to listen to podcasts. Here's how it works. You listen to the podcast, and you earn Podcoin while you listen. Then you turn that Podcoin in for gift cards at places like Amazon or Starbucks. Or if you're a good person, you could even donate that Podcoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. So here's what you do. Download the app right now on iPhone or Android. And I have a special code for you. Simply use our code DEAD, D-E-A-D, and you will receive 300 Podcoins just for signing up. And if you listen to enough of us on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or an Amazon gift card on us. So go ahead and go listen to this podcast or any other podcast that you love on Podcoin and sign up with the code DEAD. That's D-E-A-D. Enjoy your coffee. I find Podcoin so cool, and it does fight what we coined pod pollution. We need to see a lot more drive in this direction, which enhances podcasters and gives them the ability to play along with the big boys that really have the money to be wherever they want. That being said, our number one pet peeve, and we find it pod pollution, is with podcast directories. And you know all of the podcast directories, the place where you go to find out where you can listen to your favorite podcast. You sign on to your favorite directory, whatever it may be, and you want to find a new podcast. You start scanning in their directory. It's the same old thing. NPR, Joe Rogan, and nothing against these podcasts. They're beautiful. I love all podcasts, and I actually enjoy both of those podcasts. That's why I rambled them off on the top of my head. So I listen to those myself, but I'm interested in finding the little guy, the guy that's just starting out. Podcoin actually gives the little guy a break on that. They help him out. So that's a good way to fight pod pollution. Thank you, Podcoin. It's a step in the right direction. Number two on our list, sponsorships. Oh my heavens, that can be a nightmare. I'm just dismayed at the amount of scams going on with sponsorships. Be careful out there and know what you're getting into before you get into it when you go into sponsorships. It's a very iffy thing for me anymore. So, another pet peeve area with a lot of pod pollution. Facebook and social media. I've noticed you go on and there's a lot of self-promotion, but not a lot of promoting others. And that's really the idea, is to build a community. I'm constantly trying to share what I find, but it's hard to be shared. It's one of those things. Another area is you go on and you ask for people to be on your show, and everybody jumps at the opportunity on the Facebook page. But when it comes to booking and doing a show, it doesn't happen. There's a very bad thing going on, and it's giving the groups a bad name. There's a lot of pod pollution in Facebook and social media. Let's clean it up out there, people. Let's promote and encourage podcasters. Listen to them. They're good stories. You've just got to find the right podcast, and you've got to seek. The other big one. This is our number one pet peeve. And it's ourself. We promote pod pollution in our own head. I'll tell you, you'll understand the negativity that runs through our heads. Should I do this? Shouldn't I do that? I say, go with the flow, people. If it feels right, do it on podcasting. The beauty of podcasting is expression. Everybody expresses in their own way. Get a podcast today. There's many, many ways to start a podcast. It doesn't matter how, where, what. It matters that you do it. I'm waiting to hear your story. And I'll tell you, I am anxious to find the little guy just starting out and to watch him grow within himself. That's the beauty of podcasting. Promote your favorite podcast today, people. Let's get rid of all this pod pollution. We don't need it. We're a community of podcasters. Get involved. So with that being said, folks, last week we had a comment on our Tracy Maxfield show, and I want to play that comment for you right now. Last week's show with Tracy Maxfield, Bully Side, drew a comment over on Spreaker.com from Bailey Smith. Let's go ahead and read Bailey's comment. Tracy is an amazing person. She is so special for taking on this challenge of trying to reach people with her message. Mental health awareness, bullying, suicide prevention, abuse. Traveling the world the way she is shows how passionate she is. She is a real inspiration and my mentor. We appreciate the comment, Bailey, and anytime we get a comment, as long as we can, we're going to read those on the next week's show. Thank you for sharing your opinion